Welcome back to Patriots All Access, everyone. Joining me now is Patriot Center David Andrews. I should call you Captain David Andrews. My first question, what's it like being a captain of this team? We take a lot of pride in that, right?
Yeah, you know, it was a great honor. I appreciate my teammates. And, you know, it's just, to me, I just try to come in here every day and do my job and work hard and just be David. And, you know, I'm just excited to, you know, get to work with this group of guys and, you know, keep moving forward.
How do you bounce back from a game that you just had, a game that you guys were supposed to win, and you're 0-1? Now you got to face a team that's also 0-1. But how do you bounce back from that?
Yeah, I mean, we definitely didn't play where we needed to, where we should have been at, and we got a lot to work on. And you know, we were able to take a little rest, regroup, you know, get back out there today, get back at it. You know, but it's just going back to the basics. You know, we know what we did wrong. We know what we have to improve on, and you know, it's just going moving forward from there.
Do you see the difference out there in practice today?
Yeah, you know, I think there's just a better sense of urgency. Higher sense of competition and, you know, things like that. That's only going to help you moving forward.
What's it like protecting Tom Brady, who's now 40 years old?
And, you know, it's a great honor to be able to block for our quarterbacks, you know, Tom and Jimmy. You know, those guys, they work hard, you know, but when you just got a guy that's such a competitor like he is, you know, you can feed off that and, you know Sunday he's going to be ready to go.
Brady called out the whole team's attitude and competitiveness. And I got to bring up the 4th-and-1s. Is that a heart thing when you get down to that? When it comes to 4th-and-1, you got to make that. And I'm gonna harp on that for a second. And then I'm going to harp on the amount of time you gave Brady to throw the ball, because there were times where Brady had 10 seconds to throw the football.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you know, on 4th-and-1, when they call that run play, it's on your back. And, you know, there's two of those, a couple short yardages that we just didn't convert. And, you know, it's frustrating, too, because how well we ran the ball on the goal line.
Right.
You know, in similar situations. So, you know, that's just something, you know, hats off to them. They had a great game plan, and they won those situations. And that's just something, those situations, red zones, things like that, that's just something we have to be better at converting those and, you know, keeping drives alive or putting points on the board.
Now, there was also times where you gave Brady, like, 10 seconds, it seemed like, to throw the football. Oh. When it came to pass blocking.
Yeah, you know, I mean, there was, like any game, there's good things, there's bad things. It wasn't all bad, you know, and, you know, but the times where we needed to be good, we weren't, you know, on those 4th-and-1s, short yardage, red zone, maybe things like that. So, you know, and especially toward the end of the game in pass pro. So that was a big thing, you know, that we just have to improve on and be better.
Here's what people may not know, that your uncle. Tell people who your uncle is.
Dan Reeves.
You ever talk to Dan Reeves?
I do. You know, I still have another uncle still coaching in the league for Jacksonville, so. You know, it's been a busy time through camp and everything,
sure.
But we've texted back and forth. But yeah, you know, it was a real cool experience growing up with him. Got to do a lot of cool things and see a lot of football.
Good luck this week, my friend.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, David Andrews, our guest. We'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this.